Oh my God. Is it that time again? Oh my goodness, I can't believe it is that time again. Hello, friends. Hello, fellow people. Today we're going to talk about, guess what?
Letting past failures define your success
or define your future. Anyway, so today's Mem Jogger is brought to you by, well, me, L1 and Luna 9. We'll talk about that in a second. But before we continue, I got to tell you this great news, okay? So, you know, if you want to hear us live, we have our live show in the weekend, so you guys can call in and complain all you want to at live.becomesource.com. The other thing you can do is, at the same time, you want to tell a friend you're on the road, you want to listen to it, you can go to blogtalk.becomesource.com. You can call in at 646-716-9512. And you can call us. We'll be live on air there on Blog Talk just for you, for free, so you guys can pep up. Anyway, don't forget to go to youtube.becomesource.com. Go ahead and join us there. Say subscribe, blue, so that you can become, you know, part of the show. Anyway, and then you can go to facebook.becomesource.com. That'll take you right to our site and become our friends. You can see everything that we're doing. Luna 9 is always posting all kinds of happy things. L1 loves the animules. And, you know, well, me, I'm just going to post all things dealing with the source. So anyway, also, on the flip side of everything, I know you guys got questions. I know you sit there in the middle of the night and you're wondering, hey, I got a question that I need answered. For you, you can go to afterhours.becomesource.com. Send us an email and we shall take care of you. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about letting past failures define your success. And with that, I'm going to bring on the notorious, the infamous, the fat bambliss. I love mucking up words when it comes to a hybrid. Let me tell you, because they're weird. But anyway, L1, how do you do today? I miss you.
Aww.
Can you tell I miss you?
Absolutely. And welcome to the Mem Jogger. Now, you know, for this Mem Jogger today, it's a Bibix Mem Jogger. And this is, you know, we're going to talk about letting your past failures define your future. But, you know, ideally, the idea is... Yeah, that's El Cuco. And the idea is you don't want to let them do that. But hey, but we'll get into that in just a minute. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Mem Joggers, they're basically... Mem Joggers are the quick answers to the comments and questions that have been left by our viewers or... You know, people visiting our YouTube channel or our website or posting on Facebook. But, you know, they center around either business topics or living life on your terms or even the paranormal. Those can be pretty fun. Anyway, so we'll get into today's Bibix Mem Jogger. But before I do that, I want to introduce Luna 9. How you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing a super, super good job, you guys. So, yeah, it's another wonderful day here in Cyber Station Tokyo. You know, I'm loving it. So I'm actually really excited to talk about today's topic because, well, I mean, we've all kind of been there and letting past failures define our future. I mean, I know I've definitely been there in the past. So we're really going to see personally and, of course, business-wise how it affects us. So I think that's super interesting. But really quick before we do get started, I do want to give a shout-out to shop.com. If you guys want to go and... If you guys want to go, and that's awesome. So if you guys want to go and get some shopping done, I know the fall's coming up. If you want to get some new shoes, you know, some new clothes, or I don't know, some really cool fallsy things or whatever you want, really, you can just go to shopping.becomethesource.com and put some cash back in your wallet. So also, aside from that, if you want to see how the shopping annuity works and how it all happens and any other opportunities available within that, you can go to cashback.becomethesource.com. So, also, a huge thank you to Dynexum, the project that we have, thanks to Novism Synergy. You can check them out at novismsynergy.com, and they help self-sponsor and help you learn how to self-sponsor so you can do what we do. So, last but not least, got to give a shout-out to Motives, because you guys are awesome. You know, I wear Motives from them all the time. It's really great makeup. You know, if you girls want some, you know, fall colors and palettes or some awesome... you know, spray for your face. It's got everything there for you. So you can check that out. And if you ever have any questions, you can, you know, give me a call. Or, you can email me at luna9@becomethesource.com. So you can always reach out.
And with that in mind, thank you very much, Luna 9. I always love the way you present all those wonderful things. So really, what is it now? What?
Today, we must understand... In Bibix, Business in a Box, letting past failures define your future. What does it mean?
And we have to be ludicrous about this, people, because quite frankly, let me put it this way. I like to use this thing, you know. So you got a flat tire today. Luna, you got a flat tire yesterday, and you paid me $90 to fix?
Yeah.
Well, give me $90 today, too.
Here.
You're going to give him $90 again, even though you paid him $90 to fix a flat tire?
Why not?
See? That is what I'm talking about. Getting paid twice on the same problem. You guys out there, quite seriously, you go through a problem and you are just paying for it for the rest of your life.
I see. You're saying that's a metaphor for living your past over and over again.
You need to dump it, man. Just get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Luna, what brings this subject about? Who wants to open up?
Well, I can just say real quickly, you know, how this was brought up is for a lot of people starting a business venture, it can be very tough. So, you know, people have come to us saying, you know, I've tried a business venture in the past and it didn't work. And so it left a bad taste in their mouths, and or they know somebody who went through the same thing and they said, okay, if they went through it, then I'm not going through it. But that's, I would say, the core of why that, well, how it works. But that's, wanted to bring that up there. So, I mean, you know, what's your take on it, Luna?
Luna 9? You mean in terms of getting involved in a business venture?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe why we do it, or a solution.
Why we do it?
Not we, but I mean why people let the past define them so much. Like why do failures have to define us?
I think that in terms of failures, I mean, the past is just something that you know that happened when you tried something. So the future is unknown. You know, we're here to make known the unknown. We're not here to assume anything. So if we failed, we're going to find another way to make this right and make it work. So, you know, I know it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, so go brush your teeth and try again.
I mean, that's really, I mean, I would say that's the core right there of what you have to do. It's like, are you still alive? Great.
Yeah.
Is thinking that you're a failure, is that going to kill you? Did you get executed? No. I mean, not at least not in this
area.
Yeah, and
did you get what you want yet? No. So try again.
Keep going. Keep trying. And remember that who you are is who you were, and what you did in the past does not define who you are now. Even if people try to remind you of it, it doesn't define who you are now. I mean, it's your life in the
end. Yeah, your past doesn't define you. It's what you do with the failures in your past that define you.
You know, I agree with this. I think that, though, folks are so hurt by their past that it's so hard for them to move forward and do things. And then you got family, and then you got friends, and they all want to bring you back to the past as well, which really sucks. I think that if you're surrounded by people that can let go of the past, and let me tell you something, letting go of the past doesn't mean, you know, keep your habits the same way. Letting go of the past is more like, you know, there was a mistake, an error, you know, and people are going to tell you, well, you know, you're not going to be a successful person in the future because you're terrible in the past. Instead of giving that advice, if you got friends, say, hey, stop that. Give me better advice. Show me what to do. Show me how you see it. Show me what you read. Show me where I can find better information. And I think that's good. But I do think that, unfortunately, speaking esoterically, that the egoic system, your association, neurology, and stuff like that, can only handle what it's taught. So if you're only taught failures, then that's all you're going to have in your mind, but your brain. And then that's part of the egoic system. So I think that you're kind of stuck there. You're going to have to look out of the box. In other words, out of your membranes there, your neurology. And you have to create better associations by hanging out with the right people. That's kind of like what I kind of figured, because I think people have a very hard time with it anyway. Anybody?
It's true. Yeah, I agree with you.
Because I don't think that business is just business. I think business is a very spiritual, very nurturing, it's about building relationships. It's about moving objects. So if you can't handle, you know, letting go of the past or looking outside of yourself, you know, you're gonna have some serious issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find your why, put your heart in it, make it happen.
And keep going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, remember what you did in the past. And, you know, quite honestly, one last thing I want to say before we wrap up, because I know we're getting short on time. But, you know, they say that some of the most successful people, they failed so many times at so many ventures. And they even say that statistically, I think it was Babe Ruth, he had the most strikeouts. He had the most strikeouts, but he also had the most successful batting averages. I think it was home runs or something
right,
like that.
Right, because he struck out so many times.
So statistically, the more you do something and the more you fail, the more you're going to follow up with success.
Well, think about it, though. Doesn't it make sense, or doesn't it stand to reason that if you're trying something new, you know, you're going to fall, you're going to stumble.
Absolutely.
You don't need bad friends or a horrible family telling you, I know you can't do this. I know you try so hard. I just admire you for trying, but I just don't see you making it. You know, you go,
yeah.
Put an X...
Just send them a gift for Christmas and let it be at that.
Yeah, send them $1.25. Go get a box of popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You can send them a box, right?
Yeah. Also, you guys, really quick, you know, in terms of getting out of it, did we talk about yet how to get out of something like
that? How to get out of it. Go ahead, Luna.
So, I mean, you just have to remember that you are not who you were then. I mean, you know.
Why does she get a point?
And Shields at 10%.
If you still want the same things, it doesn't mean you are who you were then. You have learned so much and experienced so much, even subconsciously, things you're not even aware of. So, you're smarter already. You know, just put that to good use.
Couldn't you just, like, get rid of those people and just don't? That's not even funny, guys.
Yeah, you're boring somebody.
I can't even believe it. Wake up, people. So, all right, fine, don't do that. Don't take my advice. Just take the good advice that I give, right?
Yeah.
Elle, what makes you able to, you know, take your successes or your failures and turn them into success or let go of the past? Real quick.
You know, for me, I think personally, first, I think for me, flipping my perspective on what a failure is, to me, I came to the notion that I technically didn't fail until I'm dead on the ground and I can no longer get up or breathe to do and keep trying. So I said to myself, every failure, you know what? That was just another attempt.
I mean, and that hasn't happened yet.
Exactly. So technically speaking.
I think I've seen her fall down for a few times.
But I've gotten back up. So that means technically, if you see every failure as a perspective to make you stronger or to learn how to not do the business, you're technically the wiser for it. You have to just keep getting up. I think we come from an upbringing, a lot of people, where if you make a mistake once, that's it. It's like you got no more chances, you're a failure, you're done. That's not true. Like I said, the most successful people failed the most. So that's what I would say. That's my 2 cents.
Luna, what do you got?
In terms of what?
That's like, it? That's your
how
secret?
How do you find a strategy to not let your past failures define your future? Any strategies?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I realize that, you know, I am going to make mistakes. This is a trial and error type of program that we're
limited
all playing.
Shields.
You know, which is, you know, the game of life, you know, so it takes, you know, time and effort and tries. If you're not going to get it the first time, if you still want it, you got to try again. So just, you know, don't beat yourself up, you know, get back up, love yourself for what you want and go ahead and do it.
I will say one last thing, too, though, that if your health is not up to par, you may not really know it. I mean, even just an allergy or a headache can really make you feel really bad. And you'll make mistakes because you feel bad by, you know, just being angry and damaging your relationships, which later, if you damage it today, tomorrow, that becomes your past, right?
Yeah.
So you need to be very careful about that. And I do plug in a lot of health and nutrition, but trust me, esoterically, you need all the infusion you can get. And I usually use my little blood waters over here. You can see them right up there, the OPCs, and we love this stuff. A toast to you and a toast to life, because we love you very much. Delicious. But no, quite seriously, guys, this is serious business. Well, I'm not joking about that. But quite seriously, check yourselves out. If you have low blood pressure, high blood pressure, if you suffer from anxiety, depression, anything whatsoever, it really impacts your future.
Well,
so you need to take care of that.
Well, talk about some people let their past ailments just stick around and then let them live their life for
them.
Well,
some people go hugging their ailments too. Oh, I love you, ailment. Please don't leave me. Don't let me go.
Yeah, so sometimes it can be a physical thing.
How come I get it wrong?
Yeah, but, you know, if you guys are more curious about things like that, you can also go to becomethesource.com and check it out.
Yes.
You know, we have a bunch of information there as well and things that Mother scripted herself, and we have a lot of our other agents that have information there also.
Or reach us at After Hours at becomethesource.com, too. You know, that's kind of a cool thing. Thanks for plugging that in. That's really good because we're here to help. Well, boys and girls, that's it. That's all we have today. Anybody have any closing comments? Because I am. I think the subject has been covered, you know, to a degree. Anybody?
Well, don't forget that you are awesome, but you can always make things even better for yourself. And don't be afraid to go for what you want. You know, just, you know, put your best foot forward and put a smile on your face. And we got you the rest of the way. If you need any
help. And you're
help,
never alone.
We are always here.
Bam. We're here for you. All the information we give to you is for free because you guys help us by going to cashback.becomethesource.com, becoming a preferred customer, and buying the things that you normally buy over there. And that helps us reproduce something in synergy.
Yeah, yes. And you know, don't forget to subscribe. You know, give us a shout out on the comments below and like this video if you liked it.
Hey, and a shout out to our nice psychic friend, Ed. Ed! We love you. Stop reading my mind. See you guys next time.